But by walking in the authority of Jesus, by walking in the fullness of the work of Christ, see, no resist, no flee. It just works like that. He's not trying to be unkind to us, right? Don't you remember what Braveheart says, what Wallace says to the French queen when he's talking to her in the tent? He says, "One day you shall be a queen, and you must open your eyes." You see, one day you will be a queen. You will reign with Christ in his kingdom. That's your legacy. That's the inheritance and the sheep and the goats. To the sheep, he says, "Come, you are blessed of my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world." Right? Yes, you are meant to reign. You are meant to rule. Back in Genesis, he doesn't tell Adam alone to rule and subdue, be fruitful and multiply. He says it to Eve and Adam together, both of you. Right? One day you will be a queen, and you must resist. You must learn to rise up in your authority in Christ and the power and begin to fight back. Level one, by just breaking agreements with these things. And Eve, when she's created, is given a name that no one else in all creation is. It's a word that's only used of God in Scripture. She's called an Azer Hanedgo, right? It doesn't mean help meet. Okay, it means life saver. The other passages in Scripture where it's used are of God when you need him to come through for you desperately. Most of them are life and death situations. Eve brings life, right? She saves him. She rises up. She resists. She fights back. You see, not only does she win her own freedom, but she wins it for others also. We had done a retreat several years ago down in Pagosa, and several couples were there, including Lori and Craig. And one of the things we had done over the weekend was what you all have been doing, and that's just asking Jesus to come for our hearts and tell us what he thinks of us and to give to us our true names and speak words to us. And retreat was over. We got back to our house. We were having Chinese takeout with Craig and Lori sitting around the table, and Lori said, "You know, we're talking about how the retreat was." And she says, "It was okay. I mean, it was okay, but I didn't really hear anything from God, you know." And I mean, she's pretty disappointed about that, understandably. And my radar goes up. I'm like, wait a second, this woman loves God. God loves this woman, right? Something is in the way. I don't just assume that that's that. "Oh, well, sorry, you don't hear from God." You know? I'm like, wait a second, what? Let's talk about that a little bit. And so Craig and I got up.